This month, more Americans are expected to have fake Christmas trees than real ones. Those who buy faux trees say they like the convenience and the neatness of trees that come in a box. Growers of real trees are trying to stay in the game. They're producing smaller, lighter trees that are easier to handle and working with researchers to develop ones that don't shed. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
46-year-old John Tillman thinks of himself as both a farmer and an artist. A big, strong man with a confident stride, he's been working on Christmas tree farms for more than three decades. And of all the places he's grown trees, this is his favorite, a 100-acre farm in Satsop, Washington. Tillman points to a corner across the way where last year he harvested an 11-foot noble fir that graced the White House. Other nearby trees are still standing.
These ones over here you're looking at, that's the end result if you do it all right. What I like is when you get kind of a what we call a medium density, it seems like customers, they want room to decorate, but they don't want to see the trunk of the tree. So I call them bushy open trees, which is a bit of an oxymoron, but these trees have all been cultured since they were probably about 2-3 feet tall.
The days of going into the woods to cut down a Christmas tree are over for most of us. Nearly all of our Christmas trees are grown and harvested on plantations like this one. It's industrial agriculture, a commodity crop worth more than $1 billion at retail. From seedling to a good-sized Christmas tree, says Tillman, takes about 6 to 8 years.
Right now they're putting yellow tag Douglas on the back of the conveyor that's going up into the semi, and those are 6 to 7 foot Douglas fir. We've got two guys down here at the bottom of the conveyor that are loading, and then I think we got four inside. These were just harvested yesterday, most of them, and these should be in California tomorrow.
And how many trees are going to be in this semi by the time they're done?
There'll be about 500 trees in this truck when it's all done.
In all, about 27 million real Christmas trees are likely to be sold this year. Nonetheless, most of the trees displayed this month will be artificial, according to an expert with the National Christmas Tree Association. The association and growers are fighting back with targeted marketing, the production of smaller trees, and those that won't drop needles all over the living room. For help, they've turned to researchers like Gary Chastagner of Washington State University. The plant pathologist says a typical 6-foot fir could have more than 200,000 needles.
So if you think even about 1% needle loss, which on the surface doesn't sound like too much, but if you have 200,000 needles, 1% is a lot of needles to fall out of those trees.
Here at the university's extension campus in Puyallup, Washington, Chastagner has tested thousands of tree samples, looking for ones which retain their needles after they've been cut.
This is an example here. We take and we just gently rub the needles. We don't grab it and smash them. And if we were to have a sample or a tree that was inclined to have needle loss, if I did this to it once or twice, there'd be no needles left on it. They'd all fall off.
Individual trees which retain their needles best are identified, and cuttings from them can be used for seed orchards for future generations of trees. But faux tree buyers don't have to wait. And for 30-year-old Riley Morton, the 7-foot tree out of a box works just fine.
We've owned it for about 3 or 4 years now. And it's been a good partner for the last few Decembers.
Morton, who works on film set in the great outdoors, doesn't like the idea of cutting down trees, even ones grown specifically for that purpose. At the same time, he likes the fact that his artificial tree takes just 10 minutes to assemble.
You basically just kind of have to spend a few minutes kind of just fluffing all these little branches out, and then it's as simple as
fitting one end of the metal tube into the other.
There we go. So simple as that, really easy to put up, take down. As far as convenience, you can't really beat it.
Tree farmer John Tillman bristles a bit when asked about those who buy fake trees. I understand the convenience if you're elderly or can't handle a real tree, he says. But I wonder, do fake tree buyers give their wives plastic roses on Valentine's Day? Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.